Honorable Carmel Cipollone, press release. Producers note, this document has two logos on the front page. At the top left is Wellbeing Budget 2022, a secure future. At the top right is the New Zealand Parliament crest. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 18th of May 2022. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Honorable Carmel Cipollone, press release. Minister for Disability Issues May 2022, paving the way for better outcomes for disabled people. Establishment of Ministry for Disabled People, progressing the rollout of the Enabling Good Lives approach to disability support services to provide self-determination for disabled people. Extra funding for disability support services. Budget 2022 demonstrates the government's commitment to deliver change for the disability community with the establishment of a new ministry. Minister for Disability Issues Carmel Cipollone said, people will continue to receive disability support services, but from the 1st of July they will come from the new ministry. This is the start of a move towards a whole-of-life approach to disability rather than viewing disability as a health issue. This is a substantial investment of $100 million. Once a chief executive is in place, establishment has been completed, including recruitment of people with the skills and experience needed, and operations have been fine-tuned. The new ministry will begin work to address the systemic issues that impact disabled people. Approximately 1 in 4 New Zealanders identify as having a disability. Disabled people face significant obstacles to well-being, including disproportionate representation in poverty statistics and experiences of inaccessibility and discrimination. The new ministry will also lead and coordinate strategic disability policy across government and progress work on transforming the wider disability system to enhance the mana and improve the lives of disabled people. This will include influencing areas such as employment, education, health and well-being. Budget 2022 also provides for taking steps toward the implementation of the Enabling Good Lives approach to disability support services across New Zealand. The aim is to transform how disability support services are delivered by setting the foundations to more broadly apply the Enabling Good Lives principles based on the 3 current pilot sites. Disabled people will have more personalized services and opportunities to choose how they live a good life, such as control over how their personalized funding is used to meet their unique needs. In addition to Budget 2022's disability package, the government is also investing $11 million so more disabled people can access the services they need. An additional 370 disabled people will be able to access contracted community participation places per year by the 2023/24 fiscal year. Community participation services aim to enhance disabled people's mana and quality of life by supporting them to participate in and contribute to the wider community. This includes providing practical supports like going to the doctors or even the movies, enabling them to live everyday lives in everyday places. New Zealand as a whole benefits from better inclusion of disabled people in society, including from enormous untapped skills that can make a big contribution to New Zealand's labour market, Carmel Cipollone said. In addition, Budget 2022 will ease cost pressures on government disability support services, including from price increases due to inflation and increases in service volumes due to demand. The additional $735 million will fund services disabled people need, and price increases so providers can continue to meet commitments to their clients and staff. This government is also investing in family carers by ensuring that parents, spouses and resident family members can be paid for support services if they provide care to a family member who has been assessed as having more than very low needs. This will enable people with health support needs to exercise greater choice about the supports they receive, their chosen living environment and who provides their care and support. This also means that family members who provide care are better recognized for their care work, Budget 2022 paves the way for long-term change for disabled people and their whānau. It highlights this government's commitment to better outcomes for disabled people, Carmel Cepuloni said. End of press release, May 2022. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 18th of May 2022 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicoms.co.nz, website www.aicoms.co.nz. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.